My name is Gene, and I'm a compulsive eater. I came to program 37 years ago this past April 1st. I found recovery. What brought me here? Well, Gene brought me here because of the behaviors he had with food and other things. I'd lost a lot of weight. I thought weight was the issue, but I'd lost it a number of times and been at what I would consider goal weight today. And I had no ability to stay there because without my substance, I didn't know what to do. I had no clue who Gene was without the food, without the coping mechanisms I'd used all my life. And I was somewhere more than 550 pounds. I know I was that much because my scale went up to 550 and then stopped recording anything more. And my physician, who was also my personal friend, said, Gene, if something doesn't change, you're not going to live very long. And I said, oh, my family has good genetics. I might live a long time. And he just cocked his head to one side and thought for a moment, said, Gene, I just think that's very unlikely. At most, you have a year. So here I am. I'm 36 years old, more or less. And my friend and my doctor's telling me I'm going to die. Strangely enough, that's not the worst thing. Oh, I was desperate. I was scared. I was unmoored from reality. And I was repulsed by what my life had become, more than words can possibly describe. And what happened? Well, I decided I'd do anything, and somebody told me about an Overeaters Anonymous meeting in the paper. I decided I'd go have a look. Couldn't hurt. They were right. Couldn't. I treated my Overeaters Anonymous experience at first like another diet club. But I didn't gain all the weight back that I'd had before. I found abstinence, as defined by the book, fairly quickly. And I'd lost the weight, most of the weight before I came to OA. It was the insanity that was going on in my head that was causing me the angst. And the realization that I was about to embark on that binge purge cycle, all those behaviors I used with food. So what happened? I walked into the room, and I kept coming back. Someone handed me a big book. That person was the person who became my first sponsor, and he was a generous, loving, kind, arrogant, authentic man, and his memory is a blessing to me. And he never actually said, I'm your sponsor, and I never asked him to be my sponsor, but he did the work, and he told me I did too. So, having entered both this program and the Barrett Beverage program within 24 hours, my new sponsor told me maybe I had a problem with that one too. And he also suggested I probably had a problem with a few other compulsive obsessive behaviors. And he was really right. I can't just cure one facet of my compulsive obsessive behavior and allow it to heal and switch to another, because that's not curing, and that's not healing, that's not becoming healthier. That's just changing the focus of my internal angst. So I kept coming to meetings, I kept working, I kept understanding that I had been in a really desperate place and I could die again. I could be on the verge of death again. Kept coming to meetings. My sponsor said, Gene, I think you should make coffee. I said, I don't want to. I don't like coffee. He said, I think you should do it anyway. And I mumbled myself and went and made the coffee. And, you know, I discovered I actually liked talking to the people that came up to the coffee urn in the meetings, even though I didn't like coffee. And my sponsor said, Gene, I think you should set the chairs up tonight. I don't want to. He said, I think you should do it anyway. So I did. Same story. I came to enjoy being of service to others. And there were numerous times when he said, I think you should do it anyway. At times in my early recovery, I'd say, Brett, I don't think I'm abstinent anymore because I had one extra green bean where I thought about it. And he'd say, Gene, you're addicted to drama and chaos. If you want to have a crisis, go ahead, but I think you shouldn't. And I didn't, but at least not for long. And like I say, he was a blessing in my life and still is. So I kept coming to meetings, and I read that big book that he handed me the first night like three times before I could go to sleep midday the next day. And when I read the big book, it wasn't just a diet club. It was a way of life. And I went, oh, my God, this could work. And I'm willing to let it work. I surrendered. Not my will, somebody else's, at least not Gene's. Because I had thought that I must have thought I was my own higher power because I thought I should do everything and it should be my way. And it was pretty clear to me that didn't work. It got me to the edge of death. And I kept coming to meetings and I kept working the steps and I kept working the steps and I kept working the steps. And just like Fred told me, I kept doing service. I kept trying to be helpful to other people, even when I didn't know why I should do that. I trusted this person who said I should do it. Gene wasn't in control anymore. I mean, Gene could make decisions, and Gene is responsible for his behavior and his actions. Surrender does not mean I give up. I gave up when I was waiting to die and didn't think there was any way out of this mess. That I've created, or at least my behavior created. And to say I was repulsed by what my life had become is an understatement. And I finally realized as a result of this program, I didn't have to be there anymore, that I could take actions with the help of others. The steps work for me, the program works for me, and I find inspiration and help in my community. In other places other than the 12 steps, but that's what brought me to the recovery that I experienced today. And what would I do differently? I would tell young Gene, if I could go back and whisper in his ears, hey, boy, what took you so long? And don't worry about it. Because both of those thoughts would go through my mind. Why didn't I do this sooner? And the answer is because I wasn't ready. In early recovery, I heard the term, you're not willing to embrace recovery until you have nothing else to lose. And I'd reached that point. And this is a program of hope and recovery and a better life than I ever dreamed I could experience before I found this program. I've had recovered relationships in my family. I've had my children come to respect me more and rely on me. When I was binging and urging and running away from everything, I wasn't a very good father. Would I change it if I could? Yes. But like the big book says, I don't regret that. It helped me become the man I am today. And in early recovery, I was asked to learn to love myself. And one of the exercises was to stand in front of the mirror, look myself in the eye, and say, Gene, you are filled with love for yourself and others. And I finally started using that as one of my mantras in recovery. And that's my definition of myself. I am a kind, gentle, loving person filled with love for myself and others. It was a concept I couldn't even understand, much less than embrace, before I found the program. Again, I say, this program saved my life and gave me a better life than I ever dreamed possible. I am grateful for my disease. It helped me become a better person, I believe, than I might have been had I been, quote, one of those mythical normies. Except the really well-adjusted ones, of course. I say that with my tongue in my cheek because I'm not sure anybody's ever totally well adjusted. I think we all have our issues both in and out of the program. But the program, the people in it, and the tools of the program are what changed my life. I think I will stop working the program about 10 minutes after I stop breathing. Unless there's another life in which I have challenges, in which case, hope I found a program. I take care of my children. In later life of my father, he had problems. He said, "Son, what did you do?" And I told him, he said, "Oh, I'm going to try that." And that was not the man I'd known 20 years earlier. It was a blessing to have him in my life in a healthier way, because I was healthier. Yeah, I sometimes think I'm perfect, not hardly. Every day I know I'm an imperfect man walking the journey the best I can. And I find myself winding down rather quickly today, matter of fact. I hope I've been helpful to someone. My topic today is for the 12th step, practice these principles in all of my affairs, because I believe it's a holistic program. I can't be stuck on one forever, and I can't work four forever without working the others and having a successful recovery. Practice these principles in all of my affairs is the topic for the day. With that, I will stop the quote.